The yogi, being alone and indifferent like the sky, does not even in the least attach himself with the future. Even as the ether inside a wine jar remains untouched by the smell of wine, so the self, even in association with its covering, remain uncontaminated by its nature. As the arrow aimed at its target cannot but hit it after it has left the bow, so the karmas performed before the advent of knowledge will yield its fruit even after one has attained knowledge. It implies that the fruits of karma done before realization have to be lived out. As the arrow shot at a tiger cannot be stopped upon learning that it is a cow and not a tiger, but rather goes forth and hits its object just as forcefully. So the action performed yields its fruits even after knowledge has been attained. One who knows his self as ever young and deathless also remains so. How could he even have an imagination of the bondage due to past conditions? It means that there is no relationship between the sage and his past conditionings.
Very significant and beautiful definitions about the ultimate experience. The first thing to know about the ultimate experience is it cannot be called an experience, because experience implies the experiencer, the experienced, the subject, the object. But the ultimate experience is absolutely undifferentiated, undivided. The experiencer is the experience. The observer is the observed. The knower is the known. The lover is the beloved. There are not two. Only one remains. About this one who remains, this sutra says that one is like space, like sky, vacant, empty, yet full, fulfilled, yet whole. Look at the sky. Sky is just emptiness. But everything exists in the sky. It cannot exist otherwise, because to exist you need space, emptiness. So emptiness surrounds the whole existence. Existence comes out of this emptiness and again drops into this emptiness. And this emptiness remains untouched, unaffected. Observe the sky in the rainy days. Clouds come. The whole sky just disappears behind the clouds. You cannot even imagine that where the sky has gone, it has gone nowhere. The clouds will rain and disappear, and the same sky will be there. It was always there. Even when there were clouds, the sky was there. In its total emptiness, clouds cannot disturb it, and clouds cannot affect it. They come and go, and the sky remains the same. It remains in its suchness, in its tathata. This word suchness is to be understood deeply. What do I mean when I say the sky remains in its suchness? It remains in its nature, unchanged by anything that happens in it. It is just like a mirror. Mirror remains untouched in its suchness, in its mirroring, fresh, young, never old, Whatsoever happens before the mirror, whatsoever is reflected in the mirror, comes and goes. The mirror remains unscarred. The mirror remains eternally virgin. This is what is meant by scar. Scar is the eternal virgin. The virginity is never broken. The scar remains unmarried to anything, untouched. Everything happens in it, and yet nothing happens to it. The same scar is within you also. Without, there is a space. Within, also there is a space. A space is everywhere. The space within is known as yourself. And the space without is known as the Supreme Self. The body is just a material barrier. And it is porous. So the outer sky goes on coming in, and the inner sky goes on coming out. There is a constant meeting. It is just like an earthen part, your body. Porous. You have an earthen part of the body. It divides, but it cannot divide totally. The space is not broken by it. To know this inner space is the ultimate experience. Because once you know this inner space, you have known all. Because the quality of the inner space is the quality of the outer space. Inner and outer are not really two things. Inner and outer are just two terms because of this earthen part, this body. We call the inner space and the outer space. When the body drops, the inner becomes the outer becomes the inner. They become one. In and out are false terms. You can put an earthen part in the ocean. Then the ocean is divided by the earthen part. The ocean without and the ocean within. But the earthen part is porous, and some drops will escape from within to the without, and some drops will go on coming in from the without to the within. But then the earthen part melts and drops, and in and out become one. When one comes to know this inner space as just an extension of the outer space, or the vice versa. When one comes to know this outer space just as an extension of the inner space, inner and outer become meaningless. They are. To know this while in body is called the state of Jivan Mukta. While the body is there, the earthen part is there, you have realized the inner space and the quality of space. Now there is no inner and outer. Of course, the body is there. But now you know that the body never divides. The division is false. But the body will continue for a while. The Upanishads say that even when you become a knower of the inner, the knower of the space, and you have come to realize that nothing can disturb you, nothing can scar you, nothing can touch you, your virginity is absolute, even then, your past karmas will continue to have their effects. The body will continue. The body will continue to feel pleasure and pain. The body will become old, diseased. The body will die. This will continue. knowledge of the inner self is not the cessation of all karmas. The past karmas will drop only when they have reached their target. But now, no new karmas will be accumulated. When you attain to this knowing, past karmas will continue for a while, unless and until their momentum is finished. But new karmas will not be accumulated, one thing. And second thing, while these old karmas are going in their continuity, you will know that they are not related to you. You will remain in your unrelatedness. So a Jivan Mukta never says, this is my body. He says, this is my past karma's body. He never says, I am ill and I am suffering. He only says, this is a long procession of karmas and their effects. My past karmas reaching to their target. Past reaching in the future, I am just a witness to it, unrelated. Because of this experience, observation, realization, that all the past karmas of all the past millions of lives have not affected my inner space. It has remained pure, crystal pure, innocent. This realization means cessation of the future. Then you cannot long for happiness. You cannot long for success. You cannot long for riches, this or that. You cannot be for and against. This should be and this should not be. Because now you know nothing has happened to you ever. And nothing can happen to you. This knowing that past has been absolutely futile to you. You have been just an space. Just like a scar, like a space. You have remained pure, simple, innocent. Future drops. Future is just past reflected again and again. Desiring something which was pleasant in the past, not desiring something which was unpleasant in the past, is the projection of the future. Future is just past reflected again and again, modified. A little bit changed here and there, rearranged, restructured, but all the elements belong to the past. When past appears unrelated to you and you appear just like empty space, clouds have come and gone, lives came and gone, births, deaths, you were this and that, beggar in one life, emperor in another, unsuccessful in one, successful in another, educated, uneducated, good and bad, sometimes a thief and sometimes a saint, everything has come and gone and the inner point has remained untouched. Nothing has happened to it. Everything happened around it, near it, in the vicinity, but nothing has happened to it. Itself, this knowing, the whole future drops completely. Now you cannot project the whole nonsense that you have been projecting in the past. Future drops. With future, time drops. With time, you, cessation of the time, you enter the eternal. But the past will have its fulfillment. Now you can watch. past moving into the future without you. You remain in the present, past goes on moving into the future. Unless the whole momentum gained in the past is finished. A Jivan Mukta means one who has attained to the inner sky, inner space. But still he will have to live in the body. He will have to be a witness of all the past karmas and their consequences. When all the consequences are finished and the past karmas have dropped, the body will drop. Then a Jivan Mukta becomes a Mukta. Then moksha, total freedom is attained. Jivan Mukta attains freedom from the past, freedom from the future, but he cannot attain the freedom from the consequences of the past. They will have to be fulfilled, but he remains a witness. One who knows himself as ever young and deathless also remains so. How could he even have an imagination of the bondage due to past conditions? It means that there is no relationship between the sage and his past conditionings. The conditionings go on flowing, but there is no relationship. You remain a witness. If you can become a witness this very moment, you are severed off from your past and from your future. Then the mechanism goes on moving. Just like you are on a bicycle, pedaling. You stop pedaling, but the cycle will have some movement still because of the momentum of the past. You are not pedaling it, but it is not going to stop just now. It will move into the future without you pedaling it. It will move into the future. It will go a little while and then it will drop. The same happens. Your body, your mind is just a cycle, just a mechanism. It will move, but without you it cannot move far. Unless it is fed continuously, fueled continuously, it cannot move very far. It will drop. Buddha was dying. Ananda asked him, cannot you be with us a little more? Cannot we have you a little more? I have not yet attained and you are dying and you are leaving us. Buddha has said this morning that he is going to die. So if you have to ask anything, he has asked his disciples, you can ask, this is my last day. This evening will not come for me. This morning is the last. In the noon, I will drop. When the sun will come to its peak, I will drop. So, disciples gathered and they begin to weep and cry. And Anand asked him, cannot you be a little while more? Buddha said, that is impossible. That is impossible because all the past karmas are finished. This is the last day. The last momentum, I feel it can last only up to the noon. The energy is gone. Everything has ceased. And now the mechanism is just going to stop and nothing can be done. Because as far as I am concerned, I stopped pedaling a long before. 40 years. Really, I have been dead for 40 years as far as I am concerned. I have not been in the body for these 40 years. It was only for you that it appeared I have been in this body. For me, I have been beyond. I have gone out of it long before. But the body has to continue. And now this is impossible. The momentum is just in its last flicker. The flame is just to go. The oil is completely finished. And I cannot pour more oil into it, because the man who could pour is dead for 40 years. Who could pour more oil into it? So ask. Don't wait. The noon is coming soon. If you have to ask anything, you can ask. The noon is coming very soon. This happens. Buddha was a Jivan Mukta for 40 years. A Jivan Mukta means one who is already dead. Of course, the body is alive. And then moksha is attained when body also falls.